friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Siddur. Siyata Dishmaya, we've learned already so many beautiful things, many beautiful ideas, uplifting, inspiring. We are in L'Olam Yehi Adam, the Siddur of Marana Rabzatzal, page Kuf Tes. Atawad Shalonavra Olam, Atahu Mishinavra Olam. You were there before the world was created, and you are there now that the world is created, after the world is created. Ata b'olam hazeh, you're in this world. Ata b'olam haba, you're in the next world. Masbir Rav, we're coming off. Ashenu shanachu mashkim ma'arvim arvok arvim hamayim choyim shema yisrael shan lekenu Hashem achad baruch shen kvod machas olam ved. Afterwards appears this sentence. Ata wad shalo nivra olam. Ata mi shenivra olam. Ata b'olam hazeh. Ata b'olam haba. Hinenu ba'im u'mita'arim et ha'achdut ha'nifla'a ha'mitamemet lanu et shnei ha'drachim shel kabalat malchut shamayim. של ערב ושל בוקר, של שמע ושל ברוך שם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד, של אור העליון ממקור התורה שקדמה לעולם, ושל אור הנמשך ממנו ביסוד אביה וקמת צבאות עולמים, ואיך שעל ידי פאר קדושתם הפנימית של ישראל שלא במחשבה הצירית הקדומה עם את אחדות. And now we're coming and describing the great unity that makes complete the two drachim of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. We know that there's Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim at night and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim in the morning. Like we said before, Mashkimim u'marivim erev avoker, night and morning. We know that there's Shema and there's Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Olam Vod. We said Shema is the Yichud Eilah, is the higher, the Makor, the Torah, the Kedusha. The root, that's the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, as we discussed in the previous year. And then there's the Baruch Shein Kvod Machuso L'Olam Vod, as it, God appears in this world, as He's imminent, not transcendental. He's both, but they're those two Bechinas. And they're really one. There's Or Elyon, there's the higher light, from the Torah that preceded the world. And then there's the light that's drawn from this Torah and founding the universe. And through the glory of the holiness of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha Pnimis, the internal holiness, the deep holiness of Klal Yisrael that went up in Hashem's Machshava before the world was created, and we were the purpose, B'shul Yisrael Shenik Ureishis, like Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash. Hemis Achados, we're Ma'achid, we unite everything. Kriya Shema at night, Kriya Shema in the morning, Shema, Baruch Shem, the light of Torah above the world, that preceded the world, the light that's drawn into the world. And this is all brought together by Klal Yisrael. Ata, Hagilui Eloki, Hame'atrenu Chesed, Huseter Elyon, Hamromam v'nisa b'teferet gvurato. You, the revelation of Hashem that crowns us with chesed. Hashem, ata hu. First we say ata, so we're speaking to Hashem as He reveals Himself to us. Ata, you, first person. Hu, third person. Seser Elyon. So I say, Ata hu ad shelo nivra olam. Ata is directing our words to Hashem. And then who is that Hashem is hidden? Hamromam, who's elevated, lofty. V'nisa b'tiferet gvurato. And is elevated with the glory of His strength. So we have both. We have the Ata and the Hu. The revealed and the hidden. The transcendental and the imminent. Ad shelo nivra olam, before the world was created. Or haTorah shebo bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et olamo ve'yesh ha'ashuim yom yom. 2000 shana shekadma Torah leolam. Hofa'a kedosha zo ba lanu mimakor hakadmon. Ad shelo nivra haolam. 2000 years before the world was created, Hashem already had the Torah. The light of Torah with which Hashem created the world. This holy revelation comes from before the world. This light that preceded the world. Ad shelo nivra olam. Ve'ata hu ve'in shum kitsutsu perud ve'in shum hevdel v'shinui. Without any separation, without any change, you're the same God. Mishenavra olam. You're before the world, and you're once the world is, and you're the same Hashem. Shehofa ha'or shel ha'kdusha al-yona ha'toranit b'tor or ha'chaim shel kabbalat malchut shemayim shel kvod ha'malchut ha'meir b'havea v'yetzira kula mishenavra olam. The revelation of the light of the elevated Torah Dika Kedusha, the light of life of Kabbalah Malchut Shemayim, of the honoring the kingship that shines in the world once the world was created. So in other words, you have the Ad Shelo Nivra Olam, that's before the world, there is no world, and now you have that there's a world, and there's a revelation of this light in the world, of the glory of Hashem's kingdom. Shenivra olam, ukeshem she'or hakadum ad shelo nivra olam, hametale mirosh mikedem al yedo hofa or hagalui mishenivra olam, ken chozer dvar sheyedei olam ze shenitkala yedei or hanemshach sheofia bavrea, hayedei nikatom yesod mekoro hakadum hanealam mein kol ein lo ra'ata elokim zulatecha, mofim mitocho shel or hagalui or hachatum shel haolam haba. So just like in the primordial light before the world was created, that's hidden. And through this hidden light, we have the revealed light of this world, Mishenivra Olam. In other words, you have the hidden light of before the world. And because of this hidden light, light is Metzius, like the Maharal explains many times. Because of this hidden Metzius, we have the world as we have it. The world came into existence. So too, Atahu Ba'olam Hazeh, you're in this world, you're in the next world. In other words, through Olam Hazeh, which draws its light from what preceded the world, from Ayin Lo Ra Elokim Zulasecha, nobody has seen it besides Hashem, Isaiah 64:3. From that revealed light comes the hidden light of Olam Haba. So you have from the hidden light of preceding the world, Mishat Shelo Nivra Olam, and then Mishat Nivra Olam, then the world came from that light into creation. And then Atu Ba'olam Hazeh, from that light of creation, Atu L'Olam Haba, Hashem brings the light over to the next world. Beautiful. So Mitzvah Hashem, in the next cheer, we are going to continue and see more that flows from the Siddur Mitzvah Shem B'dinei. Shalom, shalom.